B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So that must be easy for you to make that choice to go to Tampa Bay when your mom lives there. So now you're going to be living closer to her.
Yes, of course. You know, everyone keeps asking me, did Tom get you to Tampa? Well, of course it didn't hurt that Tom went to Tampa, you know, and the opportunity to go to Tampa was there too. But, you know, Tom was like the appetizer. And then there's a few other reasons. I love the weather. But the main course, the main reason why I came down to Tampa to play is because my mother lives 2 hours away. She can get to all my games, all 8 of our home games. Whenever I have days off, she's 2 hours down the street, and I get to see her. So she's super excited. I'm like, oh, hi, Mom.
Hello, Mom.
Yes. Yeah. There she is.
This happened last week. Rob Gronkowski on Ellen saying the main reason he went to Tampa was his mom. Now, he's on some sort of Mother's Day-themed episode of Ellen.
Super excited. She's super excited.
But you go to the Buccaneers website, and it's written up like a real story.
Uh-oh.
You know, many speculated the reason tight end Rob Gronkowski came out of retirement and joined the Buccaneers was because of his buddy, Tom.
Hey, hang on one second here, guys. I have low battery. What am I? Go ahead, keep talking.
No, we'll wait until you charge.
We'll wait until
how
you
long
charge
do you
up.
Need? Like 45 minutes or something?
Oh, I have 4% here. I have to decrease the brightness, right?
That would help.
Jesus.
All right, let's just shut her down.
Gronk went on to Ellen last week and said the main reason was actually his mom, who lives in Fort Myers, Florida. It could just be him doing this because it's Ellen and his Mother's Day, and that's probably likely. But there's part of me that hears stuff like that, and it's like you're trying to still explain this thing away, like as if it wasn't the obvious reasons, that it wasn't that you wanted to continue playing football, just not for Bill.
Right. Right.
Like you just don't want to say that. You want to do everything possible to avoid that. So it's about your mom. It's about a chance to play with Tom, even though you could have done that last season. And this is the first reason that, like, is not about Brady. No, it wasn't about Brady, and it wasn't about Bill. It was about I could play for my mom in front of my mom, and she could get to the games every day.
Because that doesn't look good to your new fan base either. You know, you don't want to say that, you know, and upset what you built up here in New England, but you don't want, you know, one of your first impressions on the new fan base to be, here's a guy who switches teams just because he doesn't like the coach anymore. Oh, the same coach that was there when he won his 3 Super Bowl rings? Yeah, he couldn't play for that guy anymore. It's not a great look, and as valid as his reasoning might be, you don't want to come out and say that. So,
have fun. Be free, Danny Amendola, when you leave. Yeah, go have fun. Phil Yates the other day tweeted out something, and I like Phil Yates, love Phil Yates. He's really good at what he does, and I felt really bad for him because I don't think he really wanted to tweet this actual thing out, that Rob Gronkowski is still the 24/7 WWE champion. It is the longest tenured champ to date. So in the world of wrestling, Rob still holds the longest title.
It's important, yeah.
And that means Phil Yates has nothing going on in his life right now for him to tweet that out. And I mean, Jesus. Is that like one of the dumbest things ever, the 24/7 title? Like, really? You're going to put that on your resume?
I don't know because I don't watch wrestling. I have no idea what that all means.
Ask Jimmy Stewart, and Jimmy Stewart is ask him and Sarge. It was one of the dumbest. It was one of the dumbest skits you can ever see in wrestling. It really was.
I'm ill-equipped to answer any wrestling calls or wrestling questions.
I saw it. Nope, it was bad. It was really, really bad.
Let's get to some of your calls. We got some people waiting, including Tim and Quincy on Tom Brady. Hi, Tim.
Hey, hey. Joe, you kind of you hit the head on the nail when you said Tom Brady left the Patriots because of what he was surrounded by. He's going to Tampa Bay where the sky's the limit. Last year, Zoe, you did call every game, and you said every game they're just not getting separation. They're not getting separation. So there's obviously Brady has despise for Belichick because what he put around him. He had Newhouse at left tackle. He had no one at receiver. He just had Julian Edelman. That's it. And
they drafted a guy in the first round. They thought he would have helped, and he did not.
He did not. And Isaiah Wynn's been a bust.
Yeah.
Harry has
no. Whoa! Isaiah Wynn got hurt. He's not a bust yet.
He's played eight games in 2 years.
He's nearing it.
Eight games in 2 years.
I'm with Tim. He's getting close. This is a make or break year for him.
Yeah. I agree with that. So he starts 16 games this year, is he a bust?
No, he's not. Okay. No. He's teetering. He's teetering. He is close to falling off that cliff into bust territory.
The Dominic Easley. Realm. Yes.
Sure. Razai Dowling.
Sure.
Razai Dowling got hurt. He never could get healthy, but that doesn't mean we don't say that guy was a bust. That's not to criticize the player. It's more to criticize the pick, that the pick didn't work out.
Right.
So that's what it's more about. But he needs to have a big year because otherwise he could be looking at his career coming to a quick close. Mm. You know, just because you get drafted in the first round doesn't mean you're going to hang around forever if you don't get out onto the field.
Yeah. And I want to go back to what the caller said there too, that separation. He brings up a good point. I got seven plus years doing games. Never recalled a season the way it went last year where every single throw was contested. It was either going to be caught, knocked down, or intercepted. And when you say separation, the receiver's got to make a move. You know, you got to make a move to separate to where, okay, I'm a yard away from the guy. Just give me an area to throw the ball into. Brady had to be perfect. And there were times in games where he couldn't. And maybe it could have been by injury. Maybe it could have been talent. Maybe the other team was just that damn good. And they were easy to cover up. And when they double Edelman, it was over. Game, set, match. That was it.
Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. Hi, Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Let me take it off speaker. Sorry, I'm at a hardware store. Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, Jim. My daughter goes to school. Your son sits right next to him. Great kid. Just want to give a shout out to
him. Whoa. Hold on here. Your kid goes to Jim Lyle's kid's school?
My daughter's just right next to Jim's son in school. I'll just give a shout out to St. Kevin's in Warwick.
So she sits next to James Louth the third, right?
Yes, Junior. Yes, Junior the third.
What's he do? Does he do anything interesting during class?
He's a great kid. He's a great athlete. I told his dad he looks like a young Ken Stabler. He's a lefty. Oh man, he fires the ball.
So now we're getting a little creepy.
Now we have nicknamed James Louth the fourth the Snake.
I'm just calling in on the match.
I don't like your phone or your heavy breathing or the scouting on Jim's kid.
That's rude.
Call us back. No, I'm serious.
Anybody.
Hey, call us back when you get out of the hardware store and you can actually talk to us.
If anybody in Rentham Quincy or if anybody in Canton has any kids that sit next to our kids or goes to school to our kids, call in. We'll talk about kids.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let's do that.
Jim, he had your kids throw scouted, which, by the way.
Jesus, Jim.
Oh, no. He tells me that when I go to the schoolyard. Yeah.
Oh, you know him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then it's not as weird. I thought you had no idea who that guy was. Yeah.
No, so he comes up to me all the time. Your kid's got an arm. He's got quite the arm, huh?
At the Labor Day, at the first annual Radzik Cornhole Tournament last Labor Day.
Oh my God.
Jim had his son there and they were throwing the football around. And it was like, holy crap, someone that size shouldn't be able to throw that well.
Kip reminded me of my Labrador retriever at home. Just throw the ball. Hey, can you throw this ball? Hey, throw the ball.
Then he throws it back. That's how you build up arm strength.
Yeah. I like how I called that tournament, by the way, the first annual, just to keep putting the pressure on everyone there to, hey, organize this again next year. We'll be back.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah.
I kept saying it. I'm like, that's the first annual.
Yep.
First annual. We'll be back here in a year. Yep. We'll do now it again.
Radzik's in his office right now scratching the back of his head thinking, oh, God, now what are we going to do this thing? God
damn it, Beetle.
I need a new partner, though.
Boards have to be 6 feet apart. You got to spread out a little bit.
I'm going to be practicing this summer with all this time on our hands here, Hardy. Don't you worry.
I'm going to bring my cornhole balls.
I'm going to come ready to go.
And start by bringing yourself. worry about what you bring with you.
Why don't you just worry about getting there, Zoe? It'll be Zoe's first annual appearance.
We lost Zoe. No, he's not. He's still connected, but we lost him.
That's your battery
it.
Dead?
That's it. No, his battery's dead? Fine.
My phone did that this morning. Woke up, it was 9:48. I'm like, holy Jesus. Latest I've ever slept.
The NBA could be close to a comeback. Might be close to a comeback. It feels like they've got some things in place. Disney World, et cetera.
Feels like now they do this every day.
There's a couple of roadblocks, though, Beetle.
Hardy, guess what? Hey, Hardy, guess what? The NBA might be back.
That's not what the topic is. That's not what it is.
I can't take it.
Now they've changed everything on us. They want to change the entire format of the playoffs and just drop it on everybody. We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's going to be a lot of backroom haggling to try to figure out what they're going to present to the owners on Friday. And one of the things I think that is really going to come out of this, I really think there's a good chance this is only going to be a 16-team playoff. And if that is the case, it opens up the possibility for something that Adam Silver has long wanted, which is to seed 1 through 16 in the postseason and go that route. There's no excuse with travel or anything like that. It would have to pass an owner vote, and that means a bunch of Eastern Conference owners would have to agree to it. But if there's a way to make this interesting and spice this up and potentially test out this theory, you're never going to get a better opportunity if that's the direction they go.
Brian Windhorst, ESPN, reporting that the NBA and Adam Silver are viewing the current situation and having everybody in a neutral site as a chance to seed 1 through 16. Everybody's in the playoffs. There is no Eastern Conference. There is no Western Conference. Let's just do that instead. There are two problems here that exist in the normal years. That is, traveling is a problem, right? The travel concern, okay, that's eliminated. There's one other thing, and it's a hurdle they still have to clear, and they would at any other time. Eastern Conference owners, 5 of them have to vote to go ahead with the new plan. And the Eastern Conference is at a disadvantage against the Western Conference. The Eastern Conference is better off playing within their conference to have one of their teams make it to the NBA Finals. If the Celtics are in the East and play in the Eastern Conference playoffs, how do you feel about their chances of getting to the NBA Finals? Anyone?
Well, you'd have to go through Philly. You'd have to go through Toronto and then Milwaukee if all the seeds stand up.
Okay, but you look at that and say,
not great.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
There's a chance they could do it.
How about getting to the Final Four? Getting through Philly and Toronto?
Yep. I like that. They've been in the Eastern Conference Finals, I would even say frequently. So I would say, they could do that.
I keep forgetting Kawhi's not in Toronto.
So when you look at the East and you say, well, Giannis is still the problem that Giannis will.
That's the problem.
And you say, okay, but they could get there. They could get to the Eastern Conference. And hey, if they get really hot and Tatum comes back the way that he was playing prior to the break and Kemba Walker is fully healthy and his knee feels good and Jaylen Brown gives you some of that consistency and he gives you more of his highs than his mids or lows, then hey, you know what? The Celtics have plenty of talent. They have plenty of players. Yeah, they could go on a run. We could see that. And now I think, well, if they go to bringing in the Western Conference, forget it. I don't think they have a shot. And so you can see why Eastern Conference owners would be like, hell no. Hell no.
Well, the second round for the Celtics. I mean, you go from playing Toronto in the second round to having to play the Clippers and Kawhi and Paul George.
Oh, great.
I mean, that'd be fun. Doc Rivers against the Celtics in the playoffs. That'd be fun for us. But
yeah. For the
probably not going to win that series.
For the four games that would be played in that series. No, I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't like their chances in that series. I don't. And here's the thing. In general, I do like this idea. I think it's a great idea and could be a lot of fun. And could, you know, in time, we'd get adjusted to it and it would be the new normal. And so during the regular season, you play those East-West, you know, heavy schedules. And then when it comes to playoff time, you put up with the travel to have a full 16, a Sweet 16 tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So it could be, it's not a terrible idea. It could be a lot of fun. I do think it is unfair to drop it on these teams in the middle of a season to the near end of the season. Like, oh, by the way, when you come back after this season, you just played all those games that make up the current standings. Yeah, we just completely changed the playoff format on you. That doesn't feel like the way business should be done. I know we're in unprecedented times, but that doesn't feel right to me to do that to these guys if you're coming back and you are going to play the playoffs. Play what was expected to be the playoffs, please. You know, don't make a circus out of this. Because it's been unusual,
yeah, but
you've had to, you know, do things that are wildly different than normal.
I understand what you're saying, but it's already going to be a circus, and it's already going to be so different from what you had expected this or any other season to be.
And so you want to just throw another element in there to it?
It's not another element. It's a way of getting, I think, more teams involved and trying to get some level of participation from everybody, and even those who really don't have a shot at it, if we're going to go through the trouble.
That's not what it's about.
Well, what is it?
You know what this is about.
What is it about?
This is about getting an NBA Finals that could potentially have the Lakers and the Clippers in it. It's about money is what it ultimately is about. It's about getting the best possible matchups in the conference finals and in the finals to make as much money as possible. Don't tell me it's about the competition, because it definitely isn't. It's about getting the best teams at the end so they make the most money.
See, Lakers Clip
TV.
I don't know that Lakers Clippers does as well as you want it to do. I mean, you're talking about two LA-based teams. It's the second biggest market in the country, obviously. But I think if you're talking just in terms of like fan interest, if you get Milwaukee in there, now, Milwaukee as a market doesn't count for much, but just basketball fans in general.
Oh, you're crazy.
No, I think
you're crazy.
No.
If you
Kawhi,
think
Paul George
would
over Giannis, I think any day.
Kawhi and the two LA teams, that would be insane.
Yeah,
and it would be amazing.
Home
I would
run.
Be I'd be so much more ready to in you know what? And I'm admitting I would like the matchup more of that series.
So what's your problem with it then?
Because I think it's unfair to the teams. Do it next year. Do it in. You've got all the time to do it and plan for it for next year and do it in a normal season. I just don't think making changes like that mid-season on the playoff format are ideal, especially when you are planning to play your normal playoff format, your normal number of rounds. You know, you're not planning on letting extra teams in, as far as we know. You're not concerned. Like, at least the NHL says it's unfair to the teams that were on the bubble. We want to create something to make it more equitable. I get that. In the NBA, that's not what it's driven by. They just want to make a change because Adam Silver likes this idea and is now going to use this time off in the pandemic as a way to try and jam it down the owners' throats. Like, take this, we're doing this now. And I just don't think that's the way to go about doing things.
I have no problem with seeing the two best teams, you know, end up in the finals. We've said it, you know, many times throughout the years when it comes to the Super Bowl, you know, that the real best teams – you know, the best matchup would have been between a couple of AFC teams or a couple of NFC teams. So
Sure. This
happens from year to year. I say if you're going to do it and you want to toy with, you know what, let's rework this thing so that we end up getting the two best teams and not just one from the East and one from the West. This is the perfect year to do it because the season got blown up. The regular season got blown up. The postseason got blown up. They're going to be playing in a bubble, presumably in Disney World. So with all this other stuff being different, let's make this different too. I think most teams are going to be happy just to be back and be playing. For those guys who do want to play, there are a fair number of guys who don't want to play. We've already heard from some of them that just, you know, don't want anything to do with this. So if you're going to throw a huge wrench into the works, throw it in a season when there's already been the biggest wrench imaginable thrown in, which is this season. Why not? If you're going to do something crazy, this is the year to do it. You can't make it any more crazier than it already is. Might as well. You talk like, you know, these guys have been sitting around waiting the last few months. How are we going to make our run in the East so that we can make it to the NBA Finals? They've been thinking about that. They've been thinking about how can they get their hands on a basketball hoop so that they can shoot a little bit. You know, I don't think you're upsetting the plans of coaches and organizations by trying it this year. To me, if you're going to do it, this is the year to do it.
I would be surprised if they get the Eastern Conference owners on board to vote for it. By the way, the first-round matchup for the Celtics would remain unchanged under either format. It would still be Philly. So that would still be problematic for the Celtics. It'd be a tough series out of the gate to begin with. And by the way, the Lakers would have Brooklyn in the first round. How do you like that? A 2 versus 15. Lakers-Nets. It would be Kyrie against the Lakers and possibly Durant too. Let's not forget
Didn't Durant say he wasn't going to play?
He did, but nobody believes him.
Okay,
that's what it comes down to. He was going to be ready to participate in the Olympics if they happened.
Oh boy.
Which again, well, okay, if the end of July rolls around and you were going to be healthy to go to the Olympics, you're not healthy to go play for the Nets. So I will see. That's why nobody. I think people don't believe him on that front. Let's get to headlines. Hardy's got that. The latest on the NHL and their players who were voting over the weekend and had some reports on that front and what NHL players are thinking right now. We'll get to that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The NHLPA has given a yes vote on further negotiations on a 24-team return-to-play format. So that is a hurdle that has been overcome by the NHL, and that is they've gotten players to say yes. They will go for the 24-team format. They've got a yes vote on that now. According to other reports, though, over the weekend, there was a spirited phone call with NHL players. And as part of that, there are NHL players who believe it should be a full player vote, not just the executive board going forward. They've figured out the part about, you know, playing 24 games, playing in that format, but what they haven't apparently convinced players about is safety protocol and travel and things of that nature, which if you read some of the tweets from the hockey reporters over the weekend, it doesn't sound like there's a overwhelming majority of NHL players that want to go do this thing.
It's been sounding like this for a while now, and we've been talking about this for a while. Like it doesn't seem like they want to play.
I don't know if it's they want to play. I'm still going to be shocked if they get all the NBA players down to the bubble in Disney World, and I'll be equally shocked if they get the NHL players to pack up and move somewhere and go play in a remote location. So if they're balking at that part of it, I understand it, because I always thought that was going to be the biggest hurdle, getting these guys to leave home for an extended period. This isn't, you know, 2 weeks for Worlds. You know, this is this is conceivably going to be a lot longer. These guys have more going on and more to worry about what's going to be happening at home while they're gone. So, I'm not surprised that there's an issue with these guys not wanting to go and do it. Now, what are the real issues? Is it the testing? Is it the health protocols, or is them just not wanting to leave home?
I think it may be about both.
Yeah.
I think that's what it might be.
Getting in shape, everything.
I think, that it's, sort of all those things combined. And I also think there's also this. They've been paid for the year. They've got most of their money.
That helps.
There's not the motivation for them to come back would be, guys, the cap could get impacted in a significant way in your sport by not coming back and doing this and letting the league get their revenue that they're going to need to get to have the cap be what it needs to be next year and just have the league be healthy, which players should be invested in. I'm sorry, but you should. They should care about that. And I think that they're looking at it going, it's sort of dangerous, and I'm not really looking to do that. I've already got my money, so I'm good. Why are we doing this? Just shut it down. Let's be done with it. And then I'm sure there are other players that are thinking, and maybe this applies to the Bruins more than other teams, no freaking way. I'm going to pass up one of the truly, really competitive guys are going to say, I'm going to pass up a chance at winning it all and just take a pass on the NHL playoffs. I don't know how many more chances at this I'll have. I'm going to say,
yeah,
no thanks. No, what? Come on, guys.
Tuca's talked about retirement possibly. I mean, yeah. Those guys are going to vote for it.
And so now, again, it's the rep from each team doing the voting. And I wonder what that number is. What's the number? What percentage of players actually want to do it? It's a fair question to wonder about, because it sounds like some people that have been on the calls, is there are some players that feel like they're not being fully represented by having it just be the executive board. So, I don't know, maybe they're not as close as we thought they were, and the money in that one is a factor,
No, I think the money's going to be a factor for all these guys in varying degrees, but I think that if other sports make announcements here soon, and and it doesn't look like it's going to be Major League Baseball, they're still sending amended proposals back and forth between the union and let's face it, their season never even really started, so they can maybe afford to go a little bit later before they have to worry about impacting what's going to happen next year. But if the NBA comes out with something this week, right? Says, yep,
yeah,
we got our start date all set. That's going to light a fire under the NHL. Are we going to do this or not?
Are you going to be allowed to box out? Are you going to have to play zone?
from a business standpoint and from a marketing standpoint, the NBA is all set to go. They've got their location. They've got the players on board. They know what the format's going to be. They've got a date. They've got a schedule. It's happening. They may not be there yet, but they're doing
right.
If the NBA comes out with something here soon, the NHL's hand is going to be forced on this to either do something and do it quickly or shut it down.
617-779-0985. Julie is in Lincoln. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi.
Oh, I'm just listening to you guys speaking, and you had mentioned about I'm listening to Zoe and talking about, do I have the right channel? Which channel am I speaking to? Is this Beetle and Zola?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, correct channel.
All right. But the point is that they are not anxious to go back because they already got paid. There's no incentive for them to go back.
Right.
And I was just saying, in relation to, it was Memorial Day yesterday.
Our soldiers
and everyone, if they get called up, whether it's National Guard or whatever, they got to put their big boy pants on and girl pants on and get to work. These guys don't have to worry about, who's going to be taking care of what's going to be happening at home. The soldiers don't have that option.
That's right.
If they get called, they got to shake it and get moving. And that's what the players need to do. They need to cooperate with the owners and get things going because they got paid for it. They want to give their money back and just, drop it back. That's fine. But get to work, bud.
Okay.
Oh.
Yep. Just going to let that stand on its own. Fred in Norwood. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Freddie.
Hi. Hey, what's up, Zoe? I don't think that Brady's weapons last year were as bad as they looked. I think the coaches and Bill believe the same thing. And I don't know. I'm willing to put a decent amount, maybe not even 50-50, maybe less than 50%, but a good amount of the receivers looking bad on Brady's unwillingness to work with them or freezing them out. I remember N'Keal Harry.
Oh, why are we doing this again? Why are we doing this today? I blame Zoe for that.
Oh, why?
Because he brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. Caller brought it up talking about separation. There was zero separation.
The Brady road at the end here with the football reasons. Oh, God. We've done that show 14 times. 617-779-0985 is the telephone
real quick,
number.
Real quick, though. Like when he had that orange pullover on last week and they're out there throwing and he hits Chris Godwin on a 17-yard comeback for the first time, do you think he went, oh, my God. Oh, my God. That felt so good. Takes him back to Randy Moss, probably. That's all.
Yep, probably.
Yeah. I think he's going to be pretty good, guys, this year. People think, oh, he's going to fall on his face. No.
Well, you're going to have a good time rooting for him.
Oh, I'll be rooting for him. Why wouldn't you root for him? Guy gave you everything he had here. Was he an a-hole?
I'm not in the habit of rooting for, not in football. Other sports,
he plays
for a
different team. I don't blame anyone for not wanting to.
Yeah, I'm not in the habit of
rooting for Kyrie Irving.
I'm not in the habit of rooting for guys in the sport of football over teams. I'm just not. You know, if you're not one of my teams, I'm not rooting for you, no matter who you are. I just, you know, just not. Not something I'm accustomed to doing.
I liked watching Aikman play. I liked watching Manning play. You know, back in the day, we watched so much with Fouts. I grew up with Bradshaw. You know, the Montana. I like watching quarterbacks play and play well. Doesn't mean you're rooting for them, but it's just a different way to watch a game.
If he does play that, isn't that going to affect how you feel about your team here in New England?
Oh, if that'd be problematic here. If
they're struggling.
Really well. Yep.
Yeah, or you're not going to care less if they're struggling.
Yep.
If Patriots have Hoyer or Stidham out there and they're not looking so hot, but Brady's lighting it up down in Tampa Bay, you're going to be happy?
Well, no, that dead money's going to kick in the balls a little harder than it is right now.
Right. I mean, you can't do it in a vacuum.
The NFL is planning on full stadiums this fall. There is one team that's planning for a half full stadium. We'll get to that team next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right now, B. Mitch, we're planning, and I've been on record, the commissioner's been on record, we are planning to have full stadiums until the medical community tells us otherwise. Now, remember when we're talking. Now, we're talking September, August, September. So there's a lot that can happen here. So we're planning for full stadiums. We also know that we have to plan for half stadiums, three quarters. So we're planning for all of these different scenarios. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, we're making every effort, working with the medical community. If we can have those stadiums with all people, until they tell us otherwise, when that time comes, that's our plan. That's our plan of action.
Well, that's the word from the league and Troy Vincent saying the NFL is planning on full stadiums, and that's their plan of action for this fall. There's at least one team, maybe more, as it turns out, we learned in recent minutes, that may not be fully believing in the plan. The Steelers have announced that they will sell 50% of their tickets due to social distancing. This came out over the weekend that Team PR down in Pittsburgh came out and said, yes, the Steelers wanted to be proactive in case fans are allowed to attend, not allowed to attend, and are allowed but need to separate. Holding back 50% of the normal ticket inventory when individual game tickets went on sale over the weekend. This is the question, though, that I had, which is, this isn't 50% of their stadium. This is 50% of the tickets that are available to the public.
After season tickets.
Season tickets.
Yeah.
So that little small detail aside, the fact that they are selling only half of the tickets that they would normally sell tells you that they don't fully believe they're going to have full stadiums. And if it turns out they can have full stadiums, they'll just sell the tickets on 5 minutes' notice anyway, right. And it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they'll have no problem moving the tickets.
Right.
So they're not worried about it, but they're guarding against having to deal with the administrative nonsense of refunds and turning the tickets in and please get back to us, you know, all that stupidity that has to go on now instead of, you know, various ticket outlets just giving you your money back.
If I was them, I would fabricate the terrible towel into masks and sell them, and people would buy them like you wouldn't believe.
What?
The terrible towel that they wave, just take that, fabricate it into a mask, and you can wear that to the game.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Now I get what you're saying. Terrible towel masks.
And you put, hey, Steeler Country right on the front of it. Steeler Country. Stiller. Steeler. Yeah.
Yellow terrible towel masks. Could be something they put into play. The other thing was Stephen Ross, owner of the Dolphins, was on CNBC this morning. And this is the one that we just learned about. We just saw this pop up on Twitter. He said, yeah, basically the plan is to have stadiums, but actually, you know what? I'm not going to paraphrase. We have the audio now. Let's hear it.
I think there definitely will be a football season this year. The real question is, will there be fans in the stadiums? I think right now today, we're planning on having fans in the stadiums. But I think the NFL is looking at it and is very flexible so that we will be able to start on time and really, you know, bring that entertainment that's really so needed to all of us in this country. I mean, I think there's one thing that we, you know, we miss is our sports. And I don't think a lot of people realize it until they no longer have it. But certainly the NFL, I think, will be ready to go. And I think we're all looking forward to it. I know I am. We've done a lot of things down in Miami here. And we're prepared either way. And hopefully there'll be fans in the stadiums.
Stephen Ross, owner of the Dolphins. I think what's important there is he says he indicates the schedule is happening. We are playing that schedule. We are playing on those dates.
Yeah.
Whether or not we have the fans is a different topic. To him, in his mind, when September rolls around, we're playing those damn games, whether you can make it out to the game or not.
I believe it, too. I believe the NFL. The NFL, and this isn't like, rah, rah, the NFL's the best. They're going to get it done. No, they have the benefit of a long lead up to this, and they have the benefit of saying, all right, here's everything that, you know, we can put into place right now. Tickets, secondary concern. We're going to keep this schedule. We're going to play these games. Someone tests positive, send them home.
Yep.
Three people, fine. If we get down to 11 guys, they'll play offense and defense. Doesn't matter. We're playing. And they can have all these. They can be this confident right now. And quite frankly, just because of the size of the roster and a lot of the things that the NFL is going for, the depth at some of these positions and the practice squad, they can get away with a lot of. I mean, this confidence, I think, is well-founded to a great extent. The TV money in the NFL is huge. So they can say, yep, we're playing here and we're playing this team on this date. Fans, yeah, we think so. What if there's no fans? We're still playing. This is happening. And they're confident for good reason at this point. I mean, it's a long way off, too. It seems like, you know, the days are flying by and, oh, here we are. It's Memorial Day already. But we still got 3 months plus before they got that first game to play in an NFL stadium for the regular season. So I think they have reason to be confident in, at the very least, playing those games.
Yeah, I think the NFL is going to, you know, go full steam ahead. you know, we're just going to do this. And if there are no fans because of what's going on outside of our stadiums, we're still going to play the games.
Yep.
And we're still going to be on TV. And you're still going to be able to watch us. And we are better prepared, being the NFL, as we didn't have our season cut off in the middle. We're starting up and we're doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
I think he probably is being honest, though, in saying that, yeah, well, there is still the question of whether or not there will be fans. And the league office and Troy Vincent, not exactly willing to admit it, but the owners themselves apparently are willing to admit that there might not be as many fans or any fans at all, based on the Steelers over the weekend and now Stephen Ross of the Dolphins. 617-779-0985. Thoughts on the match from over the weekend? Brady, Phil, Tiger, and, of course, Peyton Manning there as well. We'll get back to that with your calls coming up after headlines. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Olak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hardy's in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, and get our app. Download our app. Have it on your mobile device. Take us wherever you go. And if you're at home, I know you all have those smart speakers now. Tell the smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We appreciate
it. Jim tells me the data says many people have been doing that on their smart speakers at home. We got good data there, Jim? Good data on the home speakers?
Yeah, streaming's good, yeah.
Yeah, streaming is good.
Atta boy, love corporate that. Jim now getting all the numbers, nice.
He's got all the digital secrets. Him and Handy, the digital guy. Handy is his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Lowell.
No. The guy who runs digital now.
The Stackowitz.
You notice corporate Jim there? Wanted nothing to do with that, Hardy.
He doesn't want to...
Yeah. Well, no, don't get me dragged into HR, Beetle.
No. It's not a question of HR. It's just the conversation is above our heads.
Yeah.
And he's going to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.